This channel is made possible through the support of generous listeners just like you. If you would like to be a part of helping us bring our message of hope, peace, love, and spiritual truth to the world, please consider heading to experienceofthesoul.com/support, where you can join us as an ongoing patron or simply make a one-time gift. Blessings on the journey, dear friend.
Natural Awakenings Magazine, Unity of Nashville, and Zen Living Realty present The Authentic Spiritual Journey, a weekly show featuring real and practical spiritual conversations from diverse perspectives here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. Today, episode 85, Trust Your Gut. And now your host, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
Hello and welcome to The Authentic Spiritual Journey. My name is Cynthia Alice. I'm the host and I'm here in 818 Studios with my producer.
What is up, everybody? This is Dave Croft. Thank you so much for joining us for show 85 of The Authentic Spiritual Journey here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel.
Yes, and it is the month of love, so we are all about loving the universe loving us, and even loving ourselves. We really feel strongly about the power of love to change the world, to change us, to change our lives, and to help us live better lives. And as always, each show is really spiritual conversations among friends. That is, each show seeks to bring about more love, acceptance, and peace in every aspect of life. And so all the shows are really structured to do that very thing. And so the title of today's show is
Trust Your Gut.
Trust Your Gut. I didn't know you were going to do that, but yeah, I liked it.
I thought every week, I thought that was our thing.
The title of today's show is, one more time,
Trust Your Gut.
Trust Your Gut. And my gut told me you were going to, boom. So every day, I have a practice in the morning, and those of you who have taken my classes, and by the way, I have to say, I'm loving my online class and loving all the people from around the country who have really joined me on that. And one of the practices I teach in the class and that I personally do is to each day write down, I call it my daily task from the universe. And I take my big three, and I write those down, and I make sure and do them. And I've had a couple situations recently that called me into this. And so one of the things today that came to me and my big three was trust your gut. Trust your gut. And so I know you probably know what I mean when I say that, but I want to back up a little bit, make sure it's clear, so that when you are trusting and moving forward, you can do so with a lot of faith, a lot of confidence, and with a lot of clarity, you know, knowing what's yours to do. So trust your gut, man, trust your gut. And so here we are. It's February, it's the month of love, and I'm saying trust your gut.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, every morning you kind of write down what you're trying to accomplish. And that's something, speaking of trusting your gut, something that I've started doing, you know, with my whole Miracle Morning thing that we've talked about on the show, but I realized that I was just leaving just giant blocks. I would just say, you know, composition time, or just they were really generic, and I wasn't getting much done.
Right.
But it was when I started being super specific that I really started seeing a jump in productivity. What does it have to do with trusting your gut? Well, I wanted to make sure that I was kind of doing it right. And so I set aside some time and spent like an hour talking with a really good friend of mine who lives up in Boston, teaches at Berklee College of Music. And even before we had talked, I had started doing all these things. And then when I talked about him, or when I talked to him, he said, those are all the things I'm already doing. Like what I would tell you to do, you're already doing them.
Wow,
so
cool.
You are already, by trusting your gut and instinctually, you're already, you know what to do.
Right.
Just go ahead and do it and quit doubting yourself.
Right, exactly. And so the gut, the area of the gut, you know, the area of the body I'm talking about, spiritually, it's the third chakra, right? And so the affirmation for the third chakra is I have a right to my power. So there's something about your gut. Your gut is very related to the mind also. We know that if there's trouble in the gut, if you're having health issues in your gut, it affects your thinking. You have cloudy thinking if you hear all the time about leaky gut, right? If you have leaky gut, it affects your mind and your thinking. So there is a huge connection in terms of how you process information, in terms of how you experience life, that your gut tells you a lot. So years ago, I was doing some work with a therapist, and I realized that when I would feel that my boundary was broken, or I would feel attacked emotionally, or I felt like somebody wanted me to do something I wasn't comfortable doing, I would always feel it in my gut. And it felt like this collapse of my inner awareness. It felt like it just, I lost it. It collapsed. And psychologically, that's exactly what we would call it, a collapse. And so if someone breaks my boundary, if I don't stand up for myself, if I'm out of integrity with a decision, I feel it in my gut. And so when I say trust your gut, you might say, well, I don't know if I can. Well, it takes practice. But you do get to the point where you trust your gut. And ultimately, I believe we all know what's ours to do. We just don't listen to the messages we're getting. And so we often carry a lot of tension there. We carry a lot of worry in our gut. And, you've heard of stomach ulcers. Well, that's created from this type of worry. So trust your gut means I trust myself enough to know what's mine to do, when and how to do it. When we are not trusting, it can feel like our stomach feels almost acidy. It feels like a collapse. Sometimes it feels like literally we've been sucker punched. In my work with people one-on-one, and I've been working with a lot of people online, recently. And as I've done this work, I've really had them tune in more to their body, because even in a video situation, I can't see their whole body, so I can't help them know what's going on. So I've had to say, what are you feeling right now in your stomach? What are you feeling right now in your shoulders? What are your hands doing? Are your feet crossed? So I've had them become, move into rather more body awareness. What I've learned is when there is a feeling of violation, when there's a feeling of not having your boundaries honored, it's always felt in the gut. And in my work, personally, years ago, when I first started doing this, this is probably 25 years ago, when I really started doing work around this part of the body. And it, my therapist said, I was telling her about some childhood situation. And she said, where do you feel it? And I said, in my gut. And she said, what does it feel like? And I said, I don't know. It just feels funny. And she said, slow it down. So the words came, and it was like it hit my stomach, and I felt myself wanting to go over, like I had been sucker punched in the stomach. So that type of feeling, when that's happened over and over as a child, as you mature in age, it's hard to learn to trust what you're getting in your gut, because your power's been taken so many times through, non-supportive words or abusive situations. So you lose that kind of center of awareness that resides in your gut, that center or that place of power, that's that third chakra. So, but what I noticed as I worked with this area of the body over time is that when I would feel this sucker punch, or I would feel even shame, and it was in my gut, that I learned how to unhook that. And as soon as I started doing that, I was able to tap more into what I felt like my gut was telling me. But I was in so much reaction all the time that for years, I don't think I had a lot of clarity. I would like get a clear idea, and then months would go by and I would just kind of just be, going along with life. Because I was so worried about what somebody might say or do, and I was so busy protecting this area of my body, this stomach area, that I couldn't tune into it. I didn't know it was that spiritually I was being guided through how I felt in this part of the body. I think many of us, and I know I did this, many of us, when there is shame or we're carrying shame or we're protecting this part of the body because we've been, again, treated in a way that's less than loving, it can be bad words. It can be abusive physically, emotionally, sexually. That really impacts this. That really impacts this third chakra, this, you know, this area of the stomach. So it has to be worked. It has to be worked when I'm talking about.
Question. Are butterflies third chakra kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, because you have thoughts about, you know, about being nervous, and where does it impact? Your stomach. Right? So if you get, and if you're anxious all the time, you work yourself up into an ulcer.
Right. Or nausea.
Or nausea. Yes, exactly. Okay. So yeah, that's all related. I mean, I don't know the medical science behind it. I'm sure somebody listening probably does. But I know spiritually that's definitely true, that the gut and the mind are very, very closely related.
Yeah, I've always felt like if I'm trying something new and I start getting butterflies about it, then that usually means I'm trying to break through into a new level of something.
Yes, for sure. For sure. I mean, a little nervousness, they say in the music world, is healthy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, especially as a performer, you're going
to blow it.
And hearing about, you know, some athletes, some high-level athletes who would get butterflies and nauseous before, like, every football game and, you know, vomit before every game. And these guys are in the Hall of Fame now, and they would get sick before every single game because they're pushing themselves so hard, and they would still get super nervous.
Because they didn't listen to the authentic spiritual journey.
They weren't subscribers. They didn't ring that bell on YouTube. Wah, wah, wah.
Well, what I want to say about this sensation that I keep talking about, if we were in church, I'd say, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about.
I'm raising my hand.
I know y'all do because it's part of being human. And so I've had a couple of interactions recently where I had the opportunity to really trust my gut. And it was a really subtle interaction and a subtle difference with, I could have gone, in other words, my decision could have gone two different ways. But with getting this guidance, especially so strongly today, of trust your gut, one of the decisions was today. It was like, okay, what is my body telling me? If I go one way, I know that's not going to feel good. So if I really honor where I am, and what I realized is that fear had got me a little hooked. So fear takes our power too. So I'm hoping this is kind of waking you up to this body awareness. Not only though is your gut important. I mean, there are many areas of the body that can tell us things, all areas, but the gut seems to be a particularly important one, both with emotional and spiritual work. It is a place of power. The third chakra is also related to the first chakra. The first chakra is, you know, I have a right to be here on this planet. So when you think first and third are working together, if your home is not safe growing up, and then you're being told things or bad things are being done to you, you don't know who you are. You don't know you're safe. You don't know your power. So I'm saying all this because this is a really human, let me start that again. I'm saying all this because this is a naturally human experience that we all go through. When we're young, not all of us grow up in situations where everybody goes, yay, you did something good. Yay. Okay. You are beautiful. You are loving. You are like the star of the universe. Okay. So what happens is we start, you know, questioning ourselves. So I wanted to set this up enough so you really understand that most of us carry these feelings, these feelings of unworthiness, these feelings of shame, these feelings of not enough, this feeling of being sucker punched. We carry it in the gut. So I have a real simple way of helping you clear that. And it's called Unhook Me. Unhook Me. I learned Unhook Me straight from spirit. So when I was in my late 20s, I was working with a wonderful therapist in Seattle, and she had me do a practice called a feeling check-in. I've talked about it from time to time on the show. And if you follow my program, you know a feeling check-in is part of the work we do every single day. Every morning we get up, we journal how I feel. Okay. So I was early on doing this feeling check-in, and I would often do it in the car as I was driving because I had a long commute. Anybody that lives in Seattle knows everything's a long commute because you're driving like across floating bridges and there's drawbridges everywhere because there's so much water. So I had it like 45 minutes to an hour commute every day, to work and then back home. So I would do my feeling check-in on the way at lunch and on the way back. And the feeling check-in, I would just say, how do I feel? In the very beginning of asking that, my first answer always was, I don't know. I didn't know how I felt because for so long, I just tried to do what other people wanted. So as I think about that now, I think I want to say to my former self, poor baby. I'm sorry. But I said, okay, well, and I said to my therapist, so what if I don't know? She said, well, what you do next is check in with your body. Are you tired? So that's what I started doing. So I said, well, I'm tired. And then I would say, well, I'm mad, and I started accessing some feelings. And if a situation would come up during the day or whatever, later I was doing a feeling check-in, so I would know to check in with my body. Well, what I noticed is if something happened I wasn't uncomfortable with or I got triggered from a childhood situation, I always felt it in my gut. So one day I was sitting on the bridge and the sun was kind of shining over to the right, but there were some kind of big waves, which was unusual on the floating bridge. And so water was kind of going over the edge of the bridge there as I was sitting there. And I said, God, I need help because I feel this energy in my stomach. I don't even think this energy is mine and it doesn't feel good. And so we were sitting in traffic. I literally closed my eyes because we weren't moving. And I said, God, help me. And all of a sudden, I had this funny image of one of those big garbage trucks. And it was like the angels came and the angels had one of those really big garbage trucks. And my gut, the stuff that I was holding in my gut, was like the garbage bin. And so I started hearing this sound. There's those big garbage trucks. They go, and those big arms come out. And then they go, and they dump the garbage. And then, and they take it back down. And so the angels did that. I just closed my eyes. I said, God, help me. And I instantly got an image of these angels and their big truck. They had the wings and everything. I'd never had an image like this. And they drove their garbage truck to my stomach, picked it up, dumped it out, and put it back. And so what I started doing is using that imagery to help clear out the space of old negative energy in my gut. And so if it happens now, 25, 30 years later, I just say, angels, unhook me. And I instantly get that sound. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about, that sound. Probably in other countries, you don't know these big garbage trucks, but they have these really big metal arms and they're really tall, like semi, like 18-wheeler trucks, and they're really loud.
They have these arms which pick up the dumpsters up over the top of the truck.
Yeah, and then dump it out and then put it back down. Yeah. And so it was like the angels were just coming to clear me out. So after I went home, of course, I had to do a real meditation around that and releasing. And I really don't recommend it to do while you're driving, but I just was working with spirit, and that's how it happened. And it ended up being a real beautiful setting because there was that sun there and the water was going. And I just felt, okay, this water is just washing all this away, and I'm releasing this negative energy. So that was a long time ago, and now I'm clearer and clearer in how I can feel what's happening in my gut and how it's giving me spiritual messages. So if you are able to right now, if you're not driving, if you're home or you're doing something, just kind of touch your gut, just put your hands on your stomach and say, okay, I'm going to pay more attention because it's probably got a message for you. It's probably got a message for you. And it could be a real catalyst for healing as you begin to listen to what, your body's telling you. So you'll find, I'm sure, as you start thinking about this and you start becoming more aware of this aspect of your body, the messages that you've been probably receiving for a very long time. And if you haven't been taught to do it, we all just kind of go unconscious, you know? So I want to encourage you, tap into that area of your body, because in the next half of the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about how you can move more into trust and how you can step through with a lot of faith and then take action to do what's yours to do. So thank you for joining us, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
We'll return to the program in just a few moments, but first, we wanted to give a special word of thanks to our podcast partner, Natural Awakenings Magazine of Central Florida, Greater Orlando. Each month, Natural Awakenings magazines across the country take a practical look at the latest natural approaches to nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living. Natural Awakenings magazine is a free publication and is available in selected stores, health and education centers, healing centers, public libraries, and wherever free publications are located. You could learn more, including advertising opportunities for your business, by calling 407-628-0705. Also, we would like to extend our special thanks to Unity of Nashville, a sister ministry of CCU Orlando. If you're searching for a like-minded church community and a personal connection that supports your heart and mind in the Central Tennessee area, then join Unity of Nashville at 10 a.m. every Sunday at 5125 Franklin Pike. For more information, head over to unityofnashville.org. And finally, we'd like to give a special word of thanks to Zen Living Realty. Zen Living Realty's mission is to mindfully serve, connect, and positively impact their customers, partners, and community through their Zen approach to real estate. Their vision is to be the most trusted real estate brokerage in the Central Florida area. You can reach Zen Living Realty at zenlivingrealty.com or call 407-800-2717. And now we return you to this week's episode of The Authentic Spiritual Journey with your host, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
Hello and welcome back. We're happy to have you with us. And I'm sure you noticed some new sponsors.
Yeah, our sponsor break sounded a little bit different. We are very, very pleased to welcome.
Yes, to welcome Zen Living Realty. Nidia and Ray, thank you so much for your support of the show. And we're going to have them on the show too a little later.
Absolutely.
And the really exciting thing is we did not lose Unity of Nashville either. We are just, we're having them now sponsor the Sunday morning message. And there's a couple other new sponsors, I think, that are on the way. We've also got a brand new show starting. We are really excited to bring the new show and the new host on, which will be starting this Saturday.
Yeah, so, correct.
So this is very, very exciting news. And we are really happy to be expanding the channel. And we thank you for your support. As always, too, if there are specific ideas you have about shows or content, please let us know. We'll always consider it for future programs.
Yeah, absolutely. We thank all of our sponsors, all of our partners, but most importantly, we thank you, the listeners, who faithfully listen and download us week after week. It's your support, your not just financial contributions, but your prayer and your support that make this all worthwhile, and most importantly, make this possible. So thank you so much for listening.
Yes, and so now we are to part two of Trust Your Gut. The whole first half really was trying to wake us up to this idea, and I hope the many ways I talked about it was helpful, because so many of us are not aware of the various ways that our body sends us messages. And I recently had to deal with a physical challenge where it took several doctors to kind of figure out what was going on. So sometimes even when we start to tune in, it takes a bit to figure it out. So anytime we can get help and support for, working out some of these issues, I think it's really important that we do so. Today, Trust Your Gut is about knowing that that part of the body can be very helpful and very healing in helping you move forward and helping you make decisions. So once you begin to become aware and you begin to kind of unhook from some of this energy, what you're really doing is you are removing negative energy. There's a there's a study in psychology. It's called carried feelings. It's where when you grow up in any childhood situation, let's say your parent has a feeling, but they don't own the feeling. In other words, they're raging around. Well, instead of just saying, you know what, I'm angry and I need to do something about it, they're going blah, 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 and slamming doors and everybody's walking on eggshells. Well, what happens is, as kids, we take on those feelings and they have to go somewhere. So very often what you're clearing out are what are called old carried feelings. And my friend, Donna Bevan Lee, Dr. Donna Bevan Lee, wrote a whole book about it. And I want us to look it up, yeah, Dave, because I want to put it in the notes. It's really good about healing family trauma and family abuse as well.
What was the name of that book?
I will get it to you, but it's Dr. Donna Bevan Lee, Bevan-Lee. And so carried feelings are...
Got it. It's Iron Legacy.
Yeah, the Iron Legacy.
Yep. Got it.
So we'll have that in the show notes. But carried feelings are when the children take on the feelings that are not owned by the people around them. So again, in the gut area is where we're often carrying these feelings. When we do this visualization that I'm speaking of, and we'll probably do it at the end of the show today, we want to visualize, you know, the release of this old toxic energy. As you do that, what you're doing is you're changing your vibrational pattern. So I'm going to say that again. You are changing your vibrational pattern or your vibrational reality. All of us have a certain energy or feeling tone to our lives. What makes up that energy, some people call it aura or feeling tone or, you know, general feeling, what makes that up is the energy we hold, the thoughts we think about, the beliefs we have. So when we're working on a deep level, with especially like something like the gut and clearing this energy out, we actually are raising our frequency. We're raising our vibration to a clearer vibration, a vibration of love, a vibration of peace, a vibration of harmony, a vibration of love. This is the idea. So when we move into that, clearing some of these old carried feelings out, clearing out these old beliefs that we don't get our power, well, what happens is the body starts helping us and sending us really clear messages. So as you start listening to the body and as you start doing this clearing, you will have situations where people will say things to you and instantly in your gut, you're going to feel no, right? There's going to be something in you that says, no, this is not energy for me. And conversely, you will be talking to somebody and you'll go, this is not a yeah, this is yes, right? Yes.
And yes. That's
yes. And that's exactly how I feel about our new host, Mindy Corporon, yes, who's coming on. Mindy is a yes, you know. So this is very healing. It's also a very wonderful feeling because it's like you have it's like a built-in compass for knowing when you're going the right direction. And so it's funny. I've worked with a lot of men in my career, and men are always like, yeah, man, trust your gut. And women are like, you know, I just listen to my intuition. They're the same thing.
Yeah.
They're the same thing.
Women's intuition and trusting your gut, that's the same thing.
It's totally the same thing. And I had a friend that was really funny. He would always say his was broken, you know, his knowing who to choose to date or but the thing is he hadn't done the clearing work. So the clearing work is pretty necessary to begin to trust, you know, what's yours to do, because you you want a clearer path as possible to be able to tap into what's yours to do. So I remember when I was in high school and trying to choose a college, and I was talking to my dad about it, and he said, honey, you know what to do. You're going to know what to do. And somehow him just giving me that little vote of confidence, I said, you know what? I do know. And it was like my whole body felt that yes, and I really felt it in my gut. And sure enough, the school I wanted to get into, you know, I got in. Not only did I get in, got a scholarship, I got grant money, I got help, you know. So the body will give you signs, but you have to listen. When I've worked with people, as they age, if they don't listen, pretty soon they can't hear the messages anymore. So I want you to be able to listen to the body, to trust its messages. And you may even find that, like if you're doing a morning check-in or a morning time of mindfulness and focus, as you're asking spirit what's yours to do for the day, you may find that you just put your hands over your stomach. Just hold them there and say, okay, what's mine to do? And begin to get into contact with that energy and trust your gut. So when I say trust your gut, what I'm really meaning is knowing what's yours to do, when and how to do it, and then doing it. So taking spirit-guided action the importance of that cannot be overstated. Because if you know what to do and you don't do it, then you're actually doing to yourself what other people have done to you. You're not honoring your power. You're not honoring your innate spiritual wisdom. You know, you're not honoring the messages you're receiving from spirit through the body. So I really want to encourage you, if you are really looking to grow and evolve in this way, to really begin to trust what the Spirit of God is giving you. Now, probably should have said at the very beginning, when you start to do this, sometimes it's hard to differentiate between what is ego and what is soul in terms of how you're being guided. So I've often said that ego, like if you're trying, I'm meaning if you're trying to make a decision. So I'm trying to think of a decision like whether to take a job or whether to leave your job. Well, when you start being in prayer and meditation about something, the ego and the mind just start rattling off all these things. You shouldn't leave. You know, you shouldn't leave. You're really depending on this money. You know, this is a great job. You know, your ego starts arguing with you. And soul says, all is well. You know, so one of the ways you can tell the difference between ego and soul when you're trying to make this decision, we listen to our gut, yes. But if you're not real practiced at this, you can very easily make an ego decision, right? So you want to check it out, really check it out with your gut. And if your mind's going, don't, and your soul's going, you got this. Okay, that's where the trust comes in, right? So just check out that you're listening to the right voice. This is important. Also, how you're going to know, remember your gut's going to tell you, but you can ask yourself, is it good for me? You know, is it good for me? This decision I'm trying to make, is it good for me? See how your gut responds. Trust your gut when you get a sign. Like sometimes it's like, you know, this doesn't make sense, but I know this is mine to do.
Yeah, I've heard that called like discernment or spiritual discernment.
For sure.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But again, what we're looking for in this show is really how the body is helping give us a signal. But sometimes it takes a little bit to kind of sift through what the mind is telling you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the mind will say, No, don't do that, don't do that. You know, the mind's always in fear, and the soul's going, we got it. You know, we got it. So years ago, I was learning to follow my guidance, and I had this, I kept having kind of this, I thought it was like this little angel talking to me and telling me things. And I remember a close friend said, I don't know if that's an angel or not. And I go, what do you mean? And she goes, I don't know. I think you need to check that out. And I thought, I need to check this. I do need to check this out. And so I did a little meditation. And in the meditation, I literally said to this like little angel, I said, I need to check you out. And the angel goes, oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine. It was like, and I was like, you know, this energy that's been talking to me is kind of manic. An angel shouldn't be that. So I said to her, I command in the name of God, you show your true self to me. And the angel turned into this like green looking goblin in my mind. Oh my God. Creepy. like a gargoyle or something. And I was like, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave now. It left. I mean, I know this, for real spiritual people, they get it. If you're new to this, it's like, ah, you're scaring me.
The snake handle is next.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, if I start hearing guidance again, how do I discern? Because at the beginning, that felt really accurate. So a little time went by, and I was in a meditation, and all of a sudden, I was asking for spiritual help, and I said, Jesus, I need your help. And so he walked forward, and I thought, okay, you sure look like Jesus, as if I know. I said, I command in the name of God, you show your true self to me. And here's what he did. He put both hands at his chest, and he flipped himself inside out, and it was the whole cosmos. Mm. Okay. Boy, my gut says, this is a real thing. There was this total sense of knowing, but it was in my gut. And obviously, my mind was in agreement because it was like a transformative experience in the meditation. So friends, all things can be known to us, but we have to use the power given to us by God to ask, to discern, and then listen to these signs our body gives us, telling us what's what. So,
yeah, I like that idea of your body physically manifesting to support what spiritually you should be doing. And for good or bad, you know, like if you're thinking about like stepping into a new job or a new house or something, or a new relationship, and you get kind of queasy about it, that should be a pretty big flag.
That should definitely be even a big flag.
Especially if it's, hey, it makes more sense, it's more money, better benefits. But if you're like, maybe, I don't know, maybe you've had acid reflux for two straight weeks thinking about it.
Absolutely. The body is giving you messages. And so spirit is always working on our behalf. Sometimes we think, well, there's the spiritual life out there, and then there's my life. No, your life is the spiritual life. Or God's over here, and then there's me. God's always working on our behalf and trying to get us messages. It's like, I feel like the angels are running around going, no, 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 over here, no, 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 over here. But we're so busy going, I got to do this, I got to do this. You know, we don't pull back to get really what's ours to do.
That's because so many times we think about our spiritual life and our work life as Venn diagrams, which never overlap. But not only do they overlap, but they're directly on top of each other.
Exactly right. Yes, exactly right. So spirit's always working on our behalf. So, and like Dave is saying, if there are physical manifestations, you find yourself in a new situation. Every time you're there, you're getting some physical manifestation. Definitely pay attention to it. It's like the body is wired for healing. The body is wired to help you. So chances are we're all getting messages we're not always receiving.
And that's what those butterflies are that we talked about. You know, the butterflies, you're like, if I'm about to step into something new and I'm kind of pushing through fear, and the butterflies are there, but they're like, they're not scary.
Right, exactly.
You know, I'm not afraid of what's happening, but I'm still a little nervous, but I'm happy to do it. I think, yeah, that's that manifestation in a good, positive way.
Well, I knew that. It's funny that you're saying that about the butterflies and musicians, because I knew a really great trumpet player. I mean, she had gone to Eastman School of Music, an amazing trumpet player, and she had these really big auditions. And I said, well, how are you handling the pressure? Because, I mean, you know, auditioning for an orchestra audition, how many people audition and one person gets the job, and you know, the job opens every 20 years, mm-hmm. you know,
when the other player passes or
retires.
Yeah,
exactly. They're very hard to get. And so she said, well, I get really, really nervous at the, you know, at the auditions. I said, well, how are you handling that? She goes, oh, I take a beta blocker. And I go, what? You take a beta? You mean you take a pill? Like
she numbs herself?
Yeah. And I said, well, she goes, well, it just takes the edge off. And I said, well, what about when you're playing the gig then? You know, and so I'm like, okay, the body's giving her really strong messages, and rather than dealing with it, she's checking out.
She's medicating it.
Medicating it. And we often do that. We often do that, right? With a lot of different issues. So anyway, I give you that story only as a reminder to think about, okay, man, am I numbing out with TV? Am I numbing out by not paying attention? Am I numbing out by just charging ahead and not listening to my body? So,
yeah, if we had a toothache, we wouldn't just take a bunch of Tylenol and say, oh, it'll work itself out. You know,
yeah. If we do, we'd pretty soon get an abscess.
Right, exactly. And you got to go to the dentist. The pain
gets big enough. At some point, you got to take care of it.
Right, exactly. You can't just medicate it and hope it goes away. Of course, I'm talking to myself here.
Right. We always are. You know, we always are. And, you know, trusting your gut, the more you trust, well, at the very beginning, when you're learning to trust, it's kind of like, yeah, I can do this. Here's a decision. I'm going to make it. And it's like we're moving the bulldozers moving a big pile of dirt over here. And it's real obvious what it is to do. The longer we do the work, the more subtle the decisions. And it's, you know, now it's like an architectural dig, and we got a little toothbrush and
like an archaeological. Yeah. So you have
archaeological right, yeah. dig. And like we're, you know, so the decisions are minuscule. And we're probably the only ones who know, but our gut's still going to give us the answer, right? Because the awareness, how much we're dialed in, gets more and more refined. So I want to really encourage you, friends, to tap into that. And again, we'll probably go to, we'll talk about other aspects of the body, the heart, the chest, all these areas, the neck, are often giving us spiritual awarenesses, and especially the gut is an important one. And throughout history, you know, we've heard you trust your gut.
I would love to do a show on each chakra. I think that would be fantastic. I know we did a little bit of that at CCU, and so
yes.
You know, if you've been listening to the messages, you've gotten that. But I think that would be good to talk here.
We could do maybe a 7-week because it's seven chakras. Yeah. Yeah, we could fully develop that. Well, that's a great idea. And again, first and third are really working together. And I encourage you to we'll actually put a great chakra book too in the show notes so you can get more information. There's a couple of great authors that have been their material is very readable, but it's also has a lot of depth in understanding the spiritual nature, the chakras. Another word to call that is the energy centers in the body. So each of these chakras has a real specific energy and can really both illuminate certain things in your life and really aid healing when you work with the chakras to bring about more good, more hope, more healing into your life. So this is always what we strive to do. So remember, friends, that we love you. We bless you. We are honored when you join us every day. So many of you say, I listen to the affirmations every day, and you're listening to all the shows. And I do encourage you, again, to become more conscious, you know, really pay attention to the body as you're going throughout your day, and especially in your morning or evening, a mindfulness time to really check in with that part of your body and then see what's yours to do when and how to do it, and move forward in faith, you know, to take that spiritual action to do what's yours to do. Again, check out our new show, and Real Grief, Real Healing with Mindy Corporon. And thank you for joining us. Blessings on the journey, dear friend. We love you.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Authentic Spiritual Journey presented by Natural Awakenings Magazine, Unity of Nashville, and Zen Living Realty. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is also made possible through the continued support of our angel patrons, Dove Borland, Peter Gibson, Paul Caswell, Arlene Meyer, Kathy and Terry, Marcia Mott, Nora Miles, Diana Cox, Leslie Williams, Susanna Garcia, Shayla Mount, and Dorothy Moore. The Authentic Spiritual Journey is copyright 2020, Cynthia Alice Anderson, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission from RR Hot Publishing. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.